Into the zone on this gray Monday. Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, Matty T. Appreciate you tuning in. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Bubba Watson had a great weekend and shed a few tears yesterday on the 18th green. Created a few tears probably around the country.
He does, and he's got the shoulder bump cry going on. I mean, it's a very, like, you know, his shoulders start to shake and move, and you know it's all over. Then the waterworks come on. It's a unique style to cry.
A total score of 280. I was looking up some numbers. Harry King was kind enough to bring me back a little booklet from the Masters. You know the Tiger has the all-time low score? 10 strokes better than Bubba this weekend.
When you... I hate to do this because he doesn't deserve it, but it just inevitably you have to look back on some of the past champions. And when you look at Bubba Watson, sixth win on the PGA Tour, second win total. I think he won twice, maybe in the European. Six wins, two of them the Masters.
Yeah.
Put in perspective, Tiger has, what, 70 wins total overall in his career on the PGA Tour? Maybe even more than that, 80 maybe.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. How about six wins, two of them a Masters?
Well,
that's a pretty good winning percentage in terms of when you're winning, some of the big ones.
No question. He joins Jose Maria Olazabal, Ben Crenshaw, Bernard Langer, Seve Ballesteros, Tom Watson, Ben Hogan, Byron Nelson, and Horton Smith as two-time winners. Pretty good company.
Well, there's only 35. More than two-time winners on that. Tiger's a two-time.
Those are just the two-time winners. A lot of guys, a handful of guys have won more than that. Yeah, but just as far as two-time winners go, and he's 35. You know, so he's not young by PGA standards, but he's certainly got, you know, 15 years left before he's a senior guy.
I can't wait until there's a 50-year-old golfer out there that is competing with 20-year-old, or 25-year-olds. Or actually, we would say the prime of the golfer's life is going to probably be somewhere about 27, maybe.
No. I think early
35,
30s.
Early to mid-30s, yeah. And each sport has their different prime.
Yeah.
Don't you think there's going to be a guy that's going to be able to compete well into his 40s, late
40s, 50s? Buddy, we're seeing it.
50s.
Fred Couples was in contention late into the final day last year, and he's in his 50s. This year we saw Miguel Angel Jimenez. He's in contention. He's a 50-year-old guy. He's twice as old.
Although he has looked like that for about 20 years.
No question. Probably came out of the womb with a cigar. There's no doubt.
And a 5 o'clock shadow.
He came out with a cigar and a glass of scooch, and he looked at his mother and said, "Hello, mother."
What took you so long, mother?
It was a long 9 months in there.
You keep me cooped up for 9 months. Where's my scooch?
I'm so happy to be here. You're like a with his ponytail.
Just a big head, ponytail, and cigar in his little tiny body.
I love it. Yeah, he's beautiful. But, I mean, hey, he's 50 years old. He's twice the age of Ricky Fowler, who he played with yesterday. They were in the same group, yeah. So that tells you that he is competing with those guys on a very even basis. And, by the way, I love Ricky Fowler. I appreciate the fact that he gives back. You know, Bubba's got the Georgia G on his bag. He's got the logo on his bag.
Yeah, right.
Ricky Fowler wears the Oklahoma State orange on Sunday, which I like.
Yeah.
But what is up with the hat he was wearing yesterday where he had his ears underneath?
Tuck them in.
What is that?
He's going to tuck those satellite dishes in,
my man.
Does
he have Dumbo ears and he's trying to, like, train them to come down?
He's just trying to focus. He doesn't want to get reports coming in from, like, the outer universe of satellite. Come in. Hey, we just found the Malaysia Airlines flight. Oh, that's rude.
That is distracting when you're trying to line up a 6-foot putt.
What? I'm getting pings from the airplane.
Well,
I know where it is in the Indian Ocean.
So I missed a couple 3-footers yesterday, so whatever it was apparently wasn't working. Anyway.
But I do have a few game balls jockstraps from the Masters over the weekend. Has anything to do with golf. Is that wrong?
Perfect. No, it's ideal. Yeah. I got a list of studs and duds from over the weekend as well. More from Bubba Watson. Jordan Spieth, and I've been there before. Jordan Spieth had so much on the line yesterday. This is his breakthrough moment. The kid had an incredible year last year.
Man.
He's only been a pro for like 18 months. He's an amazing golfer, and I really like the way he does things, even though he's a Texas guy.
Yeah, Dallas.
However, he was wound way too tight yesterday, and I've seen it before. After you've shot a good round before and you go back out the next time as a guy like us who's an 18-20 handicapper and you expect to shoot a good score,
right?
And you don't, and you're so mad and you get yourself all bent out of shape. That's what he was so either expecting greatness or he had so much pressure on himself. He put so much pressure on himself. He got so stressed. And even when he was hitting shots in the middle of the green, which admittedly were not maybe where he wanted to go, but that's a playable shot. And he's like throwing club. Not even throw it, but he kind of was like, you know, waving and mad.
Yeah, the club throwing incident. You know, I kept thinking of watching him his first Masters, and I know there's practice rounds, and he played maybe as an amateur there. I just wanted to know how many times total has he played that course versus he's playing against guys who have competed in the Masters tournament, not just playing Augusta,
right.
Competed in the Masters probably twice as much as he ever has even played Augusta National. Just the ins and outs and the nuance. This is what they always talk about during the whole broadcast. It's like they're always talking down to me how you'll never understand the different nuances and the bumps and the crevices and the cracks and all that stuff. I know. I get it, okay? I'm never going to be.
Well, the greens are where you're broken or made at the Masters. And
well,
that,
how about he
that's put, certainly an experience
he
thing.
He put it in the drink on the 12th,
yep.
Right? That front, and that's what they talk about, how difficult the wind's swirling, and you just don't know, and if you're going to miss it, you're going to miss it where Bubba missed it, and you see the result.
You're going to miss it not in the water?
Not in the water.
Yeah, good.
Another two yards, and maybe we're having a different conversation.
There's
on that
no show. Doubt, no doubt. But Bubba, he looked pretty cool the whole time, and he said his philosophy was if he just kind of keep hitting good golf shots, everything will work out. And he hit some just ridiculous shots yesterday. I mean, he hit a 7-iron into a par 5 yesterday.
Was that the one that was underneath, like through the trees and
no, he
crossed
the one that went over the top and it nicked the tree, but it went like 360. It was a par 5, and he ends up hitting 7-iron in. I mean, it's ridiculous.
He was dialed in.
Yeah, he was playing.
Do you think early on when I was watching it, I saw him kind of joking around with Jordan Spieth. He had to be trying to get up in his kid's mind. He had to be.
Well, the last thing I want to do. See, my problem is I'm too caring of other people. When we get in four ball tournaments or whatever, even if you and I are just playing for a couple of dollars, I like to encourage the other guy. Like, I'm a good shot guy. I know you hate good shot guy.
You're
but
a good shot guy.
My whole thing is I want everybody to have a good time and relax. But if you're competing against them, you really want them to be wound tight and uncomfortable.
You want them to feel some pain.
Mm-hmm.
Feel pain, a lot of pain.
Now you're quoting your girl that's trying to win the Boston Marathon.
See that?
That was good. 60 minutes last night was really good.
Was that pretty well said, I thought.
Very well done. Yep. What's her name?
Shalana Hanahan. The most Irish name you can think of.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
Ocala McShanahan.
She's a Flanagan. She's a Flanagan. She's good.
Shalane Flanagan.
I think that's exactly right. When is that?
Next Monday.
A week from today.
We didn't quite make it.
No, we tried to get out there. Would have been cool. It's a 1-year anniversary of the bombing, and I'd love to see her win. It's the first time, did they say ever? The first time in X amount of years that a Bostonian has won the Boston.
It's going to be in a long, long time that somebody has the opportunity to win.
I think it was the first time in like 80 years that somebody finished in the top five from there. So,
and typically, you look at, it's the oldest race in the United States, the oldest marathon in the United States, over 100 years old. When you look at what the Razorbacks track program was built on, McDonald, going back to the old country in Ireland, getting a lot of great Irish long-distance runners, started these guys, obviously, win after win, championship after championship, and then, of course, he built it up with the track and field, and next thing you know, you got Mike Conley jumping from county to county in three steps.
Starting in Jefferson,
yeah.
And Pulaski ends up in Faulkner.
So you would think, Boston has a huge Irish population. I'm surprised it wasn't couple of skinny, pale-skinned, freckled Irishmen that won it back in the day.
Ironically, people who are great distance runners have a lot of red muscle fiber, and yet
there you go.
The Irish are the pastiest of the white. They have no white muscle fiber, but their skin is white as a ghost. It's quite remarkable. From over the weekend, Razorback baseball. A little good, a little bad. They did finish strong, at least, but they dropped 2 out of 3 to LSU, and if you were not watching, it was on the radio.
And I could say that because I'm Irish.
How about DJ Baxendale's kid brother? Started off things good for Arkansas yesterday. Very nice. Blake Baxendale covered him in high school. Heck of a player.
Baxendale swings and hits one high and deep into left field. If it's fair, it's going to be a grand slam. It's fair and it's gone. Blake Baxendale has hit a grand slam home run, and the Hogs are up 4-0. Here it is. Blake swings and lines it down the right field line. That's a fair ball, and it'll get into the corner. Extra bases for Baxendale. In to score is Serrano. It's an RBI double, and the Hogs are up 7-2.
Congratulations. And
good win.
Good win for Arkansas. Didn't want to get swept down there, certainly. And 10-4 victory for Arkansas down at LSU. And what a week they had. My goodness. They play back-to-back-to-back ranked opponents. And what were we talking about? How they're going to go on this run with ranked teams. Tuesday, they play Stephen F. Austin. That's tomorrow. That's the only team they're going to play that's not ranked. I guess Vanderbilt's ranked maybe coming up. They have Vanderbilt this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And all those games will be heard, it looks like, on the Buzz, yes. So, they're going to play SEC, then it looks like they're going to pop out and play the Southland Conference in between. They got Northwestern State following Vanderbilt. So, anyway, good for Arkansas, hanging in there, looking at 7-8, so very competitive in the conference. Leaders, Alabama, 10-5. LSU is 8-6-1. How did they get a tie? They tied Georgia yesterday.
Rain situation?
I guess they didn't tie Georgia. LSU has a tie, and Georgia has a tie. When, I don't know when that happened. LSU and Georgia, when did that happen? It wasn't this weekend because LSU played Arkansas. Anyway, I don't remember ever seeing that. Anyway, so 10-5 is Alabama, then LSU at 8-6-1. Mississippi, Ole Miss is at 9-6, which I'm not sure how they're not ranked ahead of LSU. Maybe that was misprinted. Would a 9-6 team be ahead of an 8-6-1 team?
Could be.
I would think so.
Having with Georgia and so then you got basketball.
Arkansas, Mississippi State, and A&M all at 7-8, and the worst in the conference is, in the West is Auburn at 6-9, so a very competitive division. On the other side, Missouri's at the bottom at 5-10, so they're not doing too bad. Florida's at the top at 9-6, so wide-open SEC, buddy. The second half of the season is going to be very interesting, so stay tuned on that.
You just hang on to your hat, my friend. It's going to be wild.
And last but not least for this opening segment, game ball to the Arkansas Derby, although I was disappointed in the winter because I had not a single dollar on Danza, but a great experience, beautiful weather. So game ball to Mother Nature, game ball to the folks at Oaklawn for a great season, game ball to Jeff Monty Taylor for coming on and giving us some love throughout the year. Unfortunately,
great
nobody
job.
Had Danza in the mix. And game ball to Intense, the company that set up our tent so we could have some friends and clients come in and hang out with us at the track on Saturday. We had a blast.
Unique experience.
And Matty T has a very unique perspective because it was his first trip to Oaklawn.
I can honestly say it was the best trip to Oaklawn I've ever had.
So what did you think? For a guy who'd never been there before, as far as going there and seeing it and experiencing for the first time?
It was one of the most fun Saturdays I've had.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
What were you surprised of that maybe you thought you had a preconceived idea?
Were you surprised how many broads hit on you?
I was. No, but there was a... you're not getting an echo, are you?
No.
Okay. excuse me. My headphones are messing up. All the people and beautiful ladies, too. And their big hats. So a lot of good lady watching if you went walking around.
Yeah. You talking about the fillies or the mares?
The horses.
Yeah, them too.
That's horse talk.
That's horse talk. We had a good time, though. It was a great setup.
I made a few bucks.
That's good.
You got to bet like I bet.
Yeah.
You know, tell somebody if you win, we'll split it with you half.
And they got to win. You want to tell that story?
Oh, yeah. I jokingly said to Al Watkins as the Derby was starting.
Mr. Butcher Shop,
Mr. Butcher Shop. If you win, man, I'll split it with you. If you win, you know, split it with me. Is it the same thing?
Yeah. And he said, okay. Yeah. And then he said, and actually, if you win, what are you going to do? And Al said, I'll probably just pretend like I never said that. And so Al hits, I guess he had Danza in his exacta in the Derby, and he cashed a big ticket and he gave half to Matty T.
That's true.
Is that guy the picture of class?
Go, Matty T.
Because that would have been followed up. Mine would have gone like this. Woohoo! I hit the exacta. Screw you, Matty T.
Well, he said to me, he's like, you would have done the same thing. I was like, yeah, sure. Yeah, I would have. Yeah.
You probably would have.
Well, I did actually stay for the last race.
The 12th,
yeah, and we did the same thing again, so we had the same agreement.
How'd that work out?
Neither of us won.
Okay.
I would have said, lost my ticket.
Which I think he actually bet, like, a lot more on the last race and actually
Well,
lost.
Knowing you probably would have offered half if you had hit it and he had not, but he would not have taken it because
he's
kind of
guy.
Al is the best. Al is as good as they come. Al Watkins is money. He's such a great guy. We had a lot of good clients out, though. There was a guy that made $3,000 that I talked to on the Derby.
Well, see, that's you gotta go a little bit more in depth.
With a 40-1 shot, it ain't tough.
Because I made 20 on a race, but I lost a whole bunch more in the other races.
Yeah.
See? You gotta figure.
I didn't bet big, but I didn't lose big, and I didn't win big, so it was all right. But it was fun. I mean, what a cool.
It's a great weekend, and I'm not sure the numbers. What was it total?
It was 63,000.
63. That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's
and
a lot. It's a big crowd.
We talked about the enjoyment around Hot Springs to get down there even for Friday because there's a lot of great races on
Next
Friday.
Next year we're going.
Just such a unique deal. I hope everyone gets a chance to experience it.
Well, you know how I like to go to Tunica.
Yeah.
I was thinking, why don't I just go to Hot Springs and get one of those rooms across there?
I'm sure the folks that taking the Arkansas tax money would love it if you would do
They'd
that.
They'd appreciate
and
it if I kept it in state.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
It's an easier drive, too.
There's no question about that.
It was a lot of fun. And we did a double duty down there. J&S Italian Villa, than Razorback Pizza.
You know, I've not been to the
back to back.
Did you really?
They're right next to each other.
I've not been to J&S, the new location. I got to get down.
You know,
yeah, Shaman,
the
Jamal?
Hot Springs, yeah. Razorback Pizza location.
Been there a handful of times,
yeah.
You bet.
Well, they're right there.
Same strip?
Same strip, yeah, right next to each other. And, you know, the music at night, obviously, Razorback Pizza is fantastic. To go down there and hang out with those guys, Curtis. We saw the whole crew, the whole Iron crew.
Apparently, Mayday by Midnight put on quite a show.
Yeah, they did. And there was an unfortunate incident that I just can't believe they would do that.
You want to tell the story? Or are we going to tell it off the air?
I don't know if you can. I mean, it's just a jockstrap to the hotel behind them who called the police on an establishment because the band was too loud. How does that? I've never heard of that happening.
It was a lot like at 2 in the morning.
No, it was like 10. 9:30? I'm not sure. It was probably like 9:30, 10.
That's
10:30.
Pathetic.
Yeah, pathetic.
There's no holds barred. As long as you're not breaking the law on Derby Day, you got to let it ride.
Listen, Jamal and Sham fattened me up with some chicken marsala, and there was some lamb shank we had, some lobster ravs. I mean, we had it all.
Lamb
shank. I had a double espresso with a little bit of the buca in it, so I was ready to dance.
Oh, buddy, if I took a double espresso, I'd be ready to dance to the bathroom.
Oh! So I walk in and they're like clearing it out. I couldn't believe I was so upset.
Sucks.
But thanks to all those guys, Arnold's and, of course, Jamal and Sham and Jamal's beautiful wife. It's good times.
I'll give a game ball from Saturday to Ride On Curlin, the only horse that I actually made a couple of dollars, literally like $5 on, but it was better than losing $5. Anyway,
when did he finish?
Ride On Curlin came second. And I got to give a jockstrap to Bayern. Bayern, I got so much hype about Bayern. I loaded up on Bayern to win, and Bayern finishes third. And here's the thing. We talk a lot about this happened. Bodie Meister did the same thing. A horse that shows great promise, a horse that is very lightly raced, that's Bodie saving
Meister
up for the end of the year. And if you don't get the points in the system they've got now, if you don't get the points, you don't go to the Kentucky Derby. Bayern had a very calculated risk. They wanted to rest him up and get him ready in a big prep race. But if you don't perform well, or if somebody performs better than you on that day, you don't get to go to the Derby. So guess what? Bayern, this superstar horse who was supposed to be all that in a bag of oats, didn't make it to the Derby because he finished third. He ain't going to the Derby. That he needed one more race in there to add to his point total. He blew it.
So there could have been a possibility where they took three from the Arkansas Derby if Bayern...
If Bayern had finished...
Because it's all on points, so...
Well, Danza had to win to get in. Ride On Curlin, I think, had to do no worse than probably second. Maybe could have gotten third. Had quite a few points, so probably would have been okay. But Bayern had to win, I think. I don't think the second place would have done it for him.
Mm.
So that was a calculator. I hate it because I had a little futures wager on Bayern in the Derby. He didn't even be in the field now. So you can't win if you don't play. I'm sure of it. I should have bet Vickers in trouble. I could have got it at 30-1.
Ooh. I did win $40 in the casino, too.
See, look. That's where it's at. And by the way, construction starts. Construction's underway to double the size of that bad boy. They're going to double
awesome.
The floor space in there. Yeah, it is a good setup in there. They do a nice job. So it's a good thing. Thanks to Oakland for a great season. We had a blast.
Every year we say just... It's just getting better and better.
It is.
Amazing.
You know what I love, too, is the Oakland Anywhere account. I can actually wager.
Now that's unique.
But I can wager on the Kentucky Derby from the comfort of my own home.
There you go.
Or your home.
Yeah.
Or Matty T's home.
Fantastic.
Or any place with Wi-Fi.
Bingo. Or if
you know what I want? I'm curious of, because I walk through the infield, and I see a lot of folks there with a setup with their blankets, and they have friends hanging out and everything. I wonder if how easy it would be for me to smuggle in a crawfish tank. So I can actually have a crawfish boil in the infield.
We could have a crawfish boil as
you
part of our deal next year.
Is possible?
Yeah, they don't. We get to bring in our own food.
We could bring it through the press.
Yeah, if you're into it, we're into it. We're good. Let's do it.
Fair enough.
Call for it.
Say it.
Go on a crawfish bowl.
Done. All right. We'll get past game balls and jockstraps in a second. Let's go, JT. What's up?
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good, bud. What's up,
sir, buddy?
I wanted to give a game ball real fast to something you enjoy if you watched the show last night.
Which show? Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, don't let anybody... For those of you, I try to avoid any spoiler alert. I can't guarantee it won't happen today. If you didn't see it last night, though, I would strongly suggest you get to it ASAP because it's going to be hard to keep it down.
Weddings are just a beautiful thing for that show.
Man, I'm telling you what.
Everyone's up in a tizzy about this. What happened?
Well,
can you tell me?
Back to within like three episodes of each other, you've had two high-profile weddings that ended in death. It's been quite wild.
Well, that is a wedding I want to go to, my friend.
As long as you're not the dead guy.
Was it the bride or the groom that died?
Yeah, I'm not going to say that, my friend, but you'll have to wait. What?
The teaser is not everyone is dead yet for this season.
They still got a few people left to kill.
Oh,
awesome.
Plenty of people that are yet to die that deserve it. So
there you go.
But anyway, I appreciate it. Yeah, last night was pretty spectacular if you missed Game of Thrones. It was a good one.
There you go.
What's up, William?
Hey, guys.
Hey, bud.
Well, dude, man, just stole my thunder. I mean, because I was literally going to come on and say, spoiler alert in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I didn't know you were going to bring the thunder.
Yeah, don't spoil it, man, but it was amazing.
I'm just going to give a huge game ball then. I won't say what happened, but when you see it, you know it. It's a huge game ball for me, and I just, because, you know, it's just awesome.
I was jumping up and down on the inside, but I sat there still hoping that the scene would go on as long as it possibly could. Because it couldn't last long enough for my liking. And
I agree.
I speak for most everyone.
The blonde girl didn't die, did she?
Anyway, what else, William?
Well, guys, I just want to say hello to you. Hadn't talked to you in a little while. Welcome back, Justin. You know, you were gone all last week. And although you were gone, the show still went on. Kept plugging on, you know, but there was something missing. You know, there's something little missing. And that's not a height. That's not a height joke. That because, you know, you're missing, and, you know, now that you're back here. But I got to get up there, guys, and see you. We got to do lunch again.
Yeah.
Okay. When are we going to Hooters again, William?
I tell you what. Hey, what about – yes, we need to do that, buddy. Matt and I, you know, are got a friendship going, so we'll go out on the weekends.
Oh, you love the wings.
Oh, yeah, the wings are great. We did have wings, right, Matt?
Friendship.
We did.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, watch some sports on the TV.
That's fine. Okay. Good
try,
William.
I think they're wrong.
Yeah, nobody's buying that. Anyway, good story, though.
See you, guys.
Buddy, see you.
Hey,
I would say Hooters wings are about 74th on my list of wings. But
yeah, you don't go for the wings usually.
I used to, because remember, they used to. Before Buffalo Wild Wings was around, before places like Crazy Mike's had popped up, you know, and of course, before I discovered Razorback Pizza's wings, I mean, that used to be like the place. I mean, they kind of had a
part of the market. We would go on 2-for-1 night too, 2-for-1 wing night, you know, and then it'd make it worthwhile. But
anyway,
you got so many options now.
Speaking of Jim's Razorback Pizza, tonight's 2-for-1.
And I saw Jane Saturday.
Jane's so sweet. Did she bring you? She did bring you chicken bacon ranch.
But yeah, I'm surprised she didn't, because she does every other time.
I was just gonna say, I know we're gonna take this break.
Yeah, go ahead.
After. I got my game ball and jockstrap, too. I know the Masters is about tradition.
Yep.
It's a couple things you got to – come on. It's time to move along. Take the next step.
I'm with you.
Into what we're trying to achieve here over at Augusta. I don't want to bash anybody.
I'm looking forward to that.
They don't pay attention to me. And the other thing has to do with Bubba Watson. I don't know if it's a game ball jockstrap, but it's just something that I questioned yesterday. And maybe it's time for him to move on on something in his life.
I'm excited about this. Okay. I can't wait to find out what you have to say. Pat's getting deep today. It's time for me to move on in my life, too, Pat. And Fat Justin has got to go.
What?
Roger Scott's been terrorizing me for weeks.
I know him so well.